Bible Study Fellowship, Revelation, The Hope, Lesson 8, God's Kingdom, His Plan for History, Focus Verse, Daniel, Chapter 7, Verse 18. But the holy people of the Most High will receive the kingdom and will possess it forever. Yes. Forever and ever. How can we process human history, world events, or our personal lives? Do fate or chance offer the only explanation for what we face in this world? People who know and seek God recognize that nothing happens outside His loving control. Yet, when tragedy strikes, puzzling questions emerge. The Bible empathetically teaches that God is always working to accomplish His purposes. God's unlimited knowledge, sustaining power, and overruling purposes work through people and nations in great events and unnoticed details. All God's actions demonstrate His pervasive brilliance, sovereignty, and goodness. God's unstoppable plan to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ incorporates everything that happens in our world today. The Father sent His Son to earth, establishing His kingdom rule within the hearts and lives of His people. However, there is more to come. Daniel's prophecy, written centuries before Christ, points us to coming glories awaiting God's people. God's kingdom secures His people in His presence forever. As announced long ago, God will reign without rival for all eternity. Division 1. God acts through His people. Daniel, chapters 1 through 2. Studying the book of Daniel in the context of Revelation allows us to see clearly the continuity of biblical prophecy from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Set apart by God to speak as His prophet, Daniel foretold the rise and fall of empires and the exaltation of the Son of Man. The accuracy of Daniel's fulfilled prophecy validates God's sovereignty over history and the certainty of prophecy in Revelation yet to be fulfilled. Daniel's World, Chapter 1, Verses 1 through 2. The record of Daniel's life begins when he was a young man, born to a noble family of faith, perhaps even royalty. Daniel was swept up with Judah into exile in Babylon. A gifted young man, Daniel exhibited courageous, flourishing faith while living amid a foreign culture. More than a century earlier, Assyria had conquered the 10 northern tribes of Israel and scattered them throughout its empire. Few returned. Decades later, Babylon decisively defeated Assyria. In 605 BC, Babylon conquered Judah and carried out the first of three deportations of its leading citizens. Along with others from prominent families, Daniel found himself exiled in Babylon. He understood that the Lord, not the Babylonian army or foreign kings, determined the course of world history. Daniel chose to thrive, not merely survive, while living as an exile. Daniel in Babylon, Chapter 1, Verses 3 through 21. King Nebuchadnezzar regularly chose the most capable young men from throughout his empire and brought them into royal service. This strengthened Nebuchadnezzar's court with men of intelligence and talent but also robbed subject nations of future leaders. The brightest minds of the next generation entered intensive study of Babylonian language, literature, and culture. Daniel and his friends began a 3-year program designed to strip them of their cultural identity and allegiance to God. Their new names were tied to Babylon's false gods. Daniel, God is my judge, became Belteshazzar, Bel, the chief Babylonian god, protects. Hananiah, Yahweh is gracious, became Shadrach, command of Aku, the moon god. Mishael, who is like God, became Meshach, who is what Aku is. Azariah, Yahweh is my helper, became Abednego, servant of Nabu, the god of wisdom. Inside the palace walls, a world of power, privilege, and pleasure opened before Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar developed Babylon into one of the wonders of the ancient world. Marvelous gardens and gates featured walls with glazed reliefs of lions and bulls, symbolizing the brute strength of the empire. Babylon's history began with flagrant rejection of God, exhibited at the Tower of Babel. Babylon came to symbolize humanity's rebellious fury against God. Revelation records Babylon's fall, as God crushes false religion and the flimsy security of human political and economic power. Despite their difficult circumstances, Daniel and his friends remained committed to God. A crucial test came when they were assigned food from the king's table. This food may have violated God's food laws for Israel, or have been offered to idols. The young men courageously chose to identify with God and his purposes, refusing to comply with the king's directive. Daniel resolved not to defile himself and respectfully asked permission to forgo the royal food and wine on a trial basis. For 10 days, the men of Judah ate a vegetarian diet and drank only water. When the trial ended, they looked healthier than any who had eaten the king's delicacies. God calls his people to live holy lives, displaying his truth and character wherever he places them. The circumstances of these men had changed, but God had not. God caused the official over Daniel to show him favor. God gave Daniel and his friends knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. God also gave Daniel the ability to understand visions and dreams. The chief official presented Daniel and his 3 friends to Nebuchadnezzar, who found them 10 times better than all the magicians who advised him. All 4 young men entered the king's service. Daniel remained there until the 1st year of King Cyrus. The Book of Daniel confirms that for the next 70 years, Daniel served Nebuchadnezzar and the kings that came after him. God did not simply make the best of Daniel's captivity, but strategically placed Daniel in Babylon to accomplish his purposes. This is true for all who love and trust God. Wherever God places his people, he intends to accomplish his purposes through them. Daniel and the King's Dream, Chapter 2, Verses 1 through 23. After the challenge over the king's food, a new and more difficult problem arose. Nebuchadnezzar called his magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, and astrologers to interpret a disturbing dream. To ensure his advisors did not invent a response, the king demanded they not only interpret the dream, but also tell him the details of the dream. Though the advisors pleaded the unreasonableness of this request they could not fulfill, Nebuchadnezzar furiously ordered all of his wise men to be executed. Daniel spoke up as soon as he learned of the king's decree. Daniel asked for time to interpret the dream and called upon his friends to pray urgently for God's mercy. He did not rely on his own intelligence, insight, or God-given talents. Daniel knew prayer was essential, for only God had the answer. God revealed to Daniel the king's dream and its meaning. Daniel notified the king's commander that he could interpret the dream and that the wise men need not be executed. Daniel recognized God's power and authority over the kings and kingdoms of this world. He honestly and humbly told Nebuchadnezzar no human being could interpret the dream, but that there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. The dream revealed future worldly kingdoms, all of which opposed God's kingdom. The Dream's Interpretation, Chapter 2, Verses 24 through 47. Daniel described Nebuchadnezzar's dream, in which an enormous, dazzling statue stood before the king. The head was made of gold, but each body part below the shoulders was made of progressively less costly material, from silver to bronze to iron. The statue's feet were a mixture of iron and clay. As the king watched, a rock struck the feet of the statue. The statue fell and broke into pieces and was blown away by the wind without leaving a trace. The rock grew and became a huge mountain and filled the whole earth. Daniel boldly interpreted the dream, indicating to Nebuchadnezzar, "You are that head of gold." Nebuchadnezzar's spectacularly wealthy kingdom would be followed by lesser kingdoms. The two arms, made of silver, of lesser value than gold, signified the succeeding kingdom. Then, kingdoms of bronze, and of iron, and clay would rise and fall. The two silver arms represented the Medes and Persians, the bronze, Greek rule under Alexander the Great, and the iron, Roman rule. Like dry, discarded husks of grain, these kingdoms would be crushed, blown away, and forgotten. If Nebuchadnezzar had known the Old Testament, he would have recognized that the rock in his dream symbolized God. Jesus claimed deity when he warned those who rejected him. "Anyone who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces. Anyone on whom it falls will be crushed. All who trust in this rock find eternal shelter and safety. Nations and empires fall, but God's kingdom endures forever." Revelation echoes Daniel's prophecy, proclaiming the eternal reign and rule of God and His exalted Son, our Savior. Division 2. God Acts for His People. Daniel 6. Daniel's Influence, Chapter 6, Verses 1 through 5. Nebuchadnezzar reigned 43 years, then died. 4 Babylonian kings reigned and died after Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel served God faithfully, regardless of who sat on the throne. He lived to see the seemingly invincible Babylonian Empire fall, defeated by the Medo-Persian army of Cyrus. As an old man, Daniel was appointed by Darius, possibly another name for Cyrus, as one of his chief administrators. Darius planned to place Daniel over the entire kingdom because of his ability and integrity. Daniel's status made other government leaders jealous. They tried to accuse him of wrongdoing, but could find neither corruption nor negligence in his work. The only way to entrap Daniel was to demand he compromise his unwavering devotion to God. These scheming men concluded, "We will never find any basis for charges against this man Daniel unless it has something to do with the law of his God." Daniel's Danger, Chapter 6, Verses 6 through 17. Daniel's enemies appealed to the king's ego. They suggested Darius require everyone in the kingdom to pray only to him for 30 days or be thrown into the lion's den. When Darius implemented the law, Daniel did not cower or compromise. Daniel went home to his upstairs room, where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. 3 times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, just as he had done before. No human threat mattered more than his commitment to God. Published laws of the Medes and Persians could not be repealed. This practice was intended to cause rulers to consider laws carefully. The king belatedly realized that the law he must enforce entrapped his most trusted servant. Those who hated Daniel seized him and threw him into the lion's den, a place of horrid execution by ferocious, hungry beasts. The king, who recognized Daniel's integrity and uncompromising allegiance, said, "May your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you." Daniel's Rescue, Chapter 6, Verses 18 through 28. After a sleepless night, King Darius hurried to the lion's den and called out, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you?" Daniel replied, "May the king live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions." Daniel was alive. Overjoyed and recognizing God's power, the king retrieved Daniel. Those who falsely accused Daniel suffered the fate they had tried to inflict on God's servant. The king issued a new decree, acknowledging Daniel's powerful God. King Darius declared, "In every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end." God is with his people at every moment, always acting on their behalf. He never looks away when his children face suffering or danger. God always rescues his people, sometimes from death and disaster, and other times through death or despite dire circumstances. He comforts, calms, strengthens, and exalts them. God sees your every situation and your struggle. If you believe in Christ for salvation, you are a citizen of his kingdom. Believing God, the doctrine of faith. Daniel lived with consistent and courageous faith. He believed God and lived for him while exiled, even when standing strong in faith put his life in jeopardy. What is faith? Most simply, faith means believing God and acting upon what he has declared as true. More than passive agreement with facts, true faith produces action. Saving faith involves 3 essential elements. First, saving faith embraces specific truth, or content. Faith that saves stands on the essentials of the gospel, the truth about salvation in Christ. Second, saving faith leads to conviction, a personal trust in and a response to Christ's personal love and offer of salvation. An active choice to repent from sin and surrender to Christ. As Daniel demonstrated, true faith so captures one's heart that God's priorities and ways matter more than this world's pleasures and pressures. People often wrongly equate faith with hopeful optimism or their commitment to a religious system. Mental agreement with the Bible without heart commitment to Christ also falls short of true faith. Only when sinners realize the depth of their own sin and fully trust the finished work of Christ does a true journey of faith begin. For a believer, genuine faith leads to salvation, but also propels every step in following Christ. Trusting their Father's unshakable promises, even when challenged by desperate circumstances, God's children find refuge in Him that cannot be shaken. Daniel did not rely on human strength alone, but believed and acted upon what God said was true. Does your faith give you hope for eternity and strength for today? Division 3. God acts to establish His kingdom. Daniel chapter 7. Daniel interpreted dreams and signs given to kings, revealing both immediate events and future happenings. However, God called Daniel to be His prophet, not merely the interpreter of dreams. God gave Daniel visions of His own. Through Daniel, God revealed the rise and fall of empires and rulers. Daniel saw God's good and wise plan for His people and the vicious powers opposing them. Daniel's dream in chapter 7 covers the vast scope of world history from before Daniel's day to his own time and into eternity. Like King Nebuchadnezzar's dream, Daniel's dream revealed God's sovereign purpose behind the progression of human history. Those who explore the book of Revelation recognize many details introduced by Daniel's dream. The prophecy begins by describing events long past to us, but also reflects God's ultimate judgment to come. The Vision of the Agitated Sea, chapter 7, verses 1 through 8, and verses 15 through 25. In his vision, Daniel saw winds from every direction. Like a great storm, the winds churned the sea, recalling storms on the Mediterranean Sea, but here likely symbolizing rebellious humanity. From the sea came one frightening creature after another. The beasts described in Daniel's vision can be compared with the beasts described in Revelation chapter 13. Like the parts of the statue in Nebuchadnezzar's dream, these animals depicted a sequence of the world's empires. Verses 1 through 14 describe the vision, and verses 15 through 28 give the interpretation. The interpreter is perhaps one of those Daniel saw in the vision around God's throne. The first animal was one like a lion, with the wings of an eagle. The winged lion symbolized the Babylonian Empire. The lion's wings were torn off, and it stood on 2 feet like a man and received a human mind. This pointed to Nebuchadnezzar, who lost his sanity for 7 years and lived like an animal until God restored him. The second beast was like a bear with 3 ribs in its mouth. In its rise to supremacy, the Medo-Persian Empire devoured three kingdoms: the Lydian kingdom of Asia Minor, Babylon, and finally, Egypt. The third animal Daniel saw was a leopard with four heads and four wings. The leopard pointed to Greece under Alexander the Great, who conquered enormous territories from 336 to 323 BC. Upon his death, four of his generals took over his empire. Daniel did not compare the terrifying fourth beast to any nation. This powerful creature with 10 horns crushed its victims. This beast likely foreshadowed the development of Rome, the most powerful of the ancient empires. As Daniel watched, an 11th horn sprang up and uprooted 3 of the other horns. With eyes like a man and boastful speech, this 11th horn represented a king who would subdue 3 other kings. He would speak against God, try to change the worship calendar, and persecute God's people for 3 years. These details may have pointed initially to Antiochus IV, Epiphanes, who cruelly oppressed the Jews in 175 to 164 BC. He hated the God of Israel and tried to destroy faith in him. This horn may also point to the Antichrist, who will stand against God and persecute his people, another event described in Revelation. The horn likely represents both the historical figure and the future one, a common pattern in prophecy. The Vision of Heaven, Chapter 7, Verses 9 through 12. As the vision continued, the scene shifted from the stormy sea to heaven's throne room. God, the sovereign judge, opened Daniel's eyes to witness a heavenly courtroom. Daniel saw God, the Ancient of Days, in all his holiness, majesty, and glory. The judge, who has always existed, possesses complete knowledge and supreme wisdom, and delivers faultless justice. His white hair depicts not only the wisdom of great age, but also absolute purity. The perfectly righteous judge of all the earth wears white clothing, and his throne flames with the blazing fire of radiant purity. Like God's presence before Moses at the burning bush, the fire did not consume God's throne. The throne's blazing wheels signified that the wisdom and righteousness of the Ancient of Days goes everywhere. The river of fire flows from the throne, carrying God's judgment and power throughout the world. Multitudes attend him, 10,000 times 10,000. John's vision of God on his throne, recorded in Revelation, mirrors many of these same images. God's unlimited authority is displayed as the court was seated and the books were opened. God's awesome judgment will be based on the details of every individual's life recorded in these books. As Daniel watched, the boastful horn from the fourth terrible beast continued to speak. Whatever the identity of this horn, there is no question of its destiny. Daniel saw the beast slain, its body thrown into fire. Revelation also describes God's final judgment of the beast. God will judge and destroy the beast, its horns, and every power set against righteousness and truth. One Like a Son of Man, Chapter 7, Verses 13 through 14. Daniel looked and saw one like a son of man approach the Ancient of Days. He was like a human being, yet also divine, as indicated by the clouds of heaven that surrounded him. This can only be the Lord Jesus Christ, who is fully human and fully God. When on trial before the Jewish authorities, Jesus proclaimed, "From now on, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." Daniel saw the Son of Man, was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. The Son of Man will be exalted and rule his kingdom with everlasting dominion. God's Kingdom and His People, Chapter 7, Verses 26 through 28. God will give the holy people of the Most High a kingdom that can never perish, spoil, or fade. In Daniel's time, these holy people were those who trusted God and believed his promise of the Messiah. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, has come. God's people today are all who believe and receive Jesus, who died to pay for his people's sins. He rose from the dead to guarantee their eternal life. Christ blesses his people with salvation and the certain kingdom to come. God's kingdom secures his people in his presence forever. Take to heart. Hold fast. Daniel's story and prophecy help us understand the enduring nature of God's eternal kingdom. Daniel chose to identify boldly with God while enveloped in a human kingdom that would crumble at God's command. God used Daniel to communicate the succession of worldly powers that would temporarily triumph, but eventually topple. The Ancient of Days, the Judge of all the earth, reigns as king of a kingdom that will never end. People who find refuge in him know who they really are while living in a fleeting world with temporary kings and transient pleasures. This world cannot steal the eternal treasure granted to people who belong to God's kingdom. God's kingdom is eternal, enduring forever, never to be overthrown. The world's succession of empires and governments will end, as will the power of Satan and all who follow his evil ways. The triumph of the Son of Man as king remains unwaveringly certain. All authority in heaven and on earth belongs to him. Apply it. Believers live as aliens, foreigners, and exiles in this fallen world. Those who trust Christ for salvation, assume his priorities, and count his eternal kingdom as their home, cannot walk in alignment with this world. Daniel trusted God and stood firmly on what he knew was right. In so many ways, believers face pressure to conform to this world's values and systems. God's Spirit empowers his children to be transformed as citizens of his kingdom. God's people seek a different kind of treasure than most people in this fallen world. How does the certainty and security of God's eternal kingdom impact how you live today? Daniel went into the lion's den, trusting God, and emerged without a scratch. A watching king heralded the living God who shut the mouths of hungry lions. The God who rescues and saves spared Daniel, proving his power and faithfulness. Sometimes God answers this way. Sometimes he does not. God's trustworthiness stands not in the seemingly happy ending, but in his power to accomplish his greater purposes on earth. God's people face challenges, opposition, and enemies in this world. Whether or not God spares believers' pain, delivers them from trouble, or strengthens them to endure trials, God fights for the eternal good of his kingdom and his people. God is mightier than any foe. How will you trust God with the most difficult issue you face today? The God who rules eternity can be trusted with the lions we face. The details in Daniel's dreams and visions seem mysterious and a bit overwhelming. What do we take away from what we have studied? Kings and kingdoms come and go. Only God, his word, and his kingdom endure forever. The Daily News regularly reports world powers contending for control. Political leaders and parties rise and then disappear. Our human strength wanes, and earthly treasures decay. God's people live in this world, but do not find their hope here. The God who foretells the future controls the future. God's purposes and people will prevail as earthly powers rise and fall. How do you find peace when you contemplate the world's confusion? Is your faith resting in the Ancient of Days, whose everlasting dominion and kingdom will never be destroyed? This concludes this week's lessons. Thanks for listening, and we'll join you again next week.